podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankass.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, my Wi-Fi sucks, so I only heard about 50% of the show, but I'm pretty sure we talked about Andy going to Detroit, I talked about Doctor Who, and then we talked a little bit about Thanksgiving. And when you hear this sound...
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
We did it. This will be a momentous day.
A momentous day? Or was that your, was that somebody's Wi-Fi?
That could have been my Wi-Fi. Also could have been the fat in my throat.
Sometimes I'm going to play the fat cock in your throat. Hey.
Could be. But sometimes my windpipe just closes off.
On the cock?
On the cock.
There we go. This is why Tim comes here every week. Because he loves it.
You said comes.
I did. All on your face.
On my face. So we've lost Tim. Let's talk about Mac shit.
Go for it.
Tim, you don't want cum on your face?
Nope. You guys are both cutting out. It must be my Wi-Fi.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me do something real quick.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Tim, Noah, because you're not cutting out for me.
Okay.
That's going to be frustrating.
Don't laugh at him. He'll go and get angry.
I'm sorry. It's going to be... So, he shouldn't.
Is Tim amused?
Not at all. We are up early. I don't have time for this bullshit. Let's get to some fucking funny shit.
I was trying, Tim. I was trying. I
learned Shut the fuck up!
I learned okay. It from watching you.
Never talk again.
Okay.
Never sleep no more. Okay.
Puddin'?
Let's do some tan laughs.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Listen, I need to find out what's programmed inside this. What? Stop it.
All right, let's do some tan laughs.
Okay. I love you, Tim.
I don't think we have any new ones.
What? Good. Fuck this.
Good thing we've been ignoring them for...
I think the five people who send us tan laughs are tired.
Yeah. Fuck, all that typing, and they screw the jokes up, and oh my god.
I came across some Reddit ones that are pretty good. That I sent you a couple.
Yeah.
Give it up. Neither one of you were amused.
I was amused.
It was just so fucking random.
Yeah, that's what I do.
He just texted us out of the blue.
Do you want to give me a warning? Like, hey guys, I'm going to send you some fucked up jokes in a moment. Wait for it.
Or, hey, here's this funny joke I heard. As opposed to just like, hey, let me ask you a question. What? Why is he asking us this question? Here's a shitty punchline. Aw.
I think that's better. Surprise.
I don't like that surprise.
All right. Well, here's one. Maybe we've read this before. Sounds vaguely familiar. Why can't orphans play baseball?
I don't know.
Because they suck.
They don't know where home is.
Oh.
And that was a mild one.
Oh.
Why do orphans play tennis?
I don't know.
I don't know why.
It's the only time they get love. I'm sorry if there's any orphans out there listening.
A small tear is rolling down Bruce Wayne's eye as he's listening to this.
I just wanted them to look at my dick. I didn't need this shit.
Daddy.
my dick.
And he takes it to a place it doesn't belong.
Nope. All right, here's a good one. How are alcoholic and a necrophiliac alike?
I don't know.
They both like to crack open a cold one.
Oh.
That's funny because I can relate.
To which part?
Well, Tim doesn't drink, so.
that's the joke I was going for. No, nothing. So we're going to miss.
I think you cut out. It's going to be a fun day.
We're not getting any new listeners from this episode, everybody.
Nope. I don't know if... Wait, let me think about this one. All right, I'm going to say it to you, see if you guys get it. I used to tell this one about Jonestown, but the punchline was too... Oh, it was too long. Took me a second.
I heard a similar one that was like, hey, did you hear the joke about Jonestown? I can't remember it, but the punchline was killer.
That's all I got. I don't want to read the really offensive ones.
Oh, why not?
What? Why not?
I don't know. I can see you got the link if you want to read some.
Let's see.
Boop. Boop.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
I don't think my karma can take that.
Anyways, someone else 10 laughs. That's all I got.
Is that all you got?
That's all he got. Boom. Well, Reddit's going to time out loading that site for me, so I'll do one that we may have done before, but it was sent to us by Jonathan quite a while ago. Oh, no, wait, we did do this one. Well, fuck me.
I'd rather not, if it's all the same to you.
It's not all the same to me.
Sorry, I was trying to restart my Firefox in the hope that maybe that was what was draining my shit.
Draining your shit.
I think it's your butt.
Like a colostomy bag.
I've heard that one. Oh, all right, this is from Noah's List. What's the difference between Adolf Hitler and Michael Phelps?
I don't know.
Phelps can finish a race.
Oh, yes, I did read that one.
Oh, no. No, no.
What do you get when you cross the Queen and Prince Charles?
I don't know.
You scrolled down, didn't you?
No. Dead in a tunnel in France.
Murdered in a tunnel.
There we go. No, I could tell where that one was going.
This one, unfortunately, this one's right after that one, so you'll see where this is going to. Hear about the time Diana was on the radio?
Oh, no.
No.
She was all over the dash and the windshield, too.
Oh.
Do they have any Kennedy ones, seeing as yesterday was the assassination?
I think that's an old thread.
Anniversary.
Yeah, that was
a 6-month
old.
But, just seeing if they have some Kennedy jokes.
I do not recall.
Let me just Google Kennedy jokes.
Oh.
No, I did a quick find,
hasn't
and
the family
none
been
of the top rating ones are Kennedy jokes.
Wait. I got to add tasteless.
You're like, I don't want these tasty ones.
Tim's just going to get jokes about how an old MTV VJ can't enjoy tasty beverages.
She's still around.
She's got a medical condition.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's probably not dead.
I just mean she just came out with a book.
JFK Jr. jokes, come on.
I bet you could probably look at one of those jokes and change it to Kennedy.
All right, done. Let me just scroll down, find a random joke.
Yeah, the JFK Jr. ones are things like, what was the last thing going through JFK Jr.'s mind?
I don't know what.
The control stick on his plane.
Did you actually answer the question?
Oh, yes,
whoa,
I did.
Oh, that was a long pause.
Didn't just arrive?
Yeah. Anyway, so here was the joke where I substitute JFK into a joke to see if it works.
All right.
What's a Mexican's favorite sport?
I don't know.
John F. Kennedy.
That doesn't make sense, Tim. Wait, now I need to go back.
Wait, is Tim implying that it was actually the Mexicans that assassinated him and they were hunting him for sport?
Sure. Technically, the answer was cross-country, by the way.
Mind
okay, I got
blown.
One. Why did Elton John rewrite one of his songs for Diana when she died?
I don't know why.
Because he was only John F. Kennedy who cared. the real punchline is Queen.
Oh, burn!
Hey,
burn.
What's worse than getting your keys stuck inside your car outside an abortion clinic?
John F. Kennedy?
Having to go inside and ask for a John F. Kennedy. Coat hanger.
What was John?
Oh, yeah, good one. I thought the joke was just going to be abortion. Like, you know, asking for an abortion is worse than having your keys locked in the car. Oh, that's all sorts of horrible.
Yes. What was John F. Kennedy's favorite hat?
I don't know.
A bullet.
What?
I know, it doesn't even make sense. I just made that one up. Oh my god.
Oh, what's white at the top and black at the bottom?
John F. Kennedy? I don't know. Hello?
Society.
Oh. Oh, I don't know if that huge pause was more Skype fail or if that was just Tim milking that.
No, I was waiting for you guys to respond, but maybe you guys did, and that was Skype fail.
We did. We both waited, like, hello? Like, patiently, just sitting here. You'll hear it later.
Yes.
So, I think this is...
It's going to be a nice short episode, I've decided.
So, I'm gonna read a thread on this Reddit thing that I think is kind of funny. So, it says, how are Pink Floyd and Princess Diana similar? Both of their last big hits were The Wall.
Oh. Yeah.
So, then someone says, I told this one to a crowd of rednecks, except I changed Princess Diana to Dale Earnhardt. I've never seen so many cold, deaf stares in my life. And then, so then someone says, I worked with a guy with a wall full of Earnhardt memorabilia. I thought we were friendly enough for me to make that joke. You have more Earnhardt on your wall than Turn 2 at Daytona. I completely misjudge. We're now not on speaking terms. And then someone else replied, well, no shit, you misjudged. He died in Turn 4, asshole.
Classic.
Oh, man. So,
you misjudged, just like Dale Earnhardt misjudged Turn 4.
I don't read Reddit anymore just because, like, it's a big time suck, but, man, comments were so funny.
Come back, Noah. It's waiting for you.
It is so easy to get stuck in a rabbit hole.
This is true.
Which is why, because I am very easily sucked in, like, oh, what's this? Oh, this is interesting. I'll click on this. Oh, this is funny.
Because Noah's used to traveling in airports and getting sucked off in holes. Yep.
Wait, what?
Sucked into holes. Nah, that was weak.
Glory holes.
Noah likes glory holes.
I knew what you were saying, big boy.
He puts his penis in them.
Andy,
you got... sure. Everybody, I'm bored.
You got jokes?
Do I got jokes?
Mm-hmm.
I told my John F.
Kennedy
joke.
We were done with all that.
Okay. Okay, so one of our friends had a baby.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the baby, Tim?
Nope.
Okay, neither have I. We're good friends. Super close.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Whew. Hello? Hello?
Yeah. No.
Sorry. It died for me.
Sorry, no, I heard you. I was just trying to figure out why Tim was woofing.
Woo! Woo!
The best episode ever. It's like I'm on a NASA satellite with this fucking delay. You wouldn't think I'm, like, less than 30 miles from Noah. I think if I shout out the window, my words will reach him faster.
Ground control to Major Tim.
Ah!
No. Well, shall we call it quits?
I think we shall.
It's been a fun 5 years, fellas.
No!
Oh, just this one. Oh, okay. No. Sorry.
Are we really going to end this episode?
No.
Okay. Do we ever quit just because it's sucking? No, we soldier on because we have dedication to the suck.
So.
So, in Indiana Jones?
How the fuck was everyone weak? Everyone...
Insert jingle.
How the fuck was everyone's weak? Was it good times or was it weak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
My week was fine. I flew all the way to Detroit and back in the same day. And boy, are my arms tired.
Ah! Waka waka!
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-bump. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-bump.
Someone asked me, like, so how was Detroit? Looked like a city outside the windows of the cab that took me to and from the place I was supposed to be all day. And the inside of the place looked like a building, so I can tell you that Detroit has streets and cars and buildings. And at least one of those buildings has an interior. Yeah.
Did it look sad?
And he did a drug deal.
I did. Yep. 50 pounds of blue meth. I'm Heisenberg. It's a Breaking Bad joke. Three people just laughed. Anyways.
Way more than that. Way more than three people watch Breaking Bad.
No, it's just...
And I'm sure at least one of them doesn't have a bad internet connection and probably heard it and got it right away.
Probably.
Well, considering they're listening to this pre-recorded.
Yeah, considering I probably spliced this all together. Or maybe I just cut myself out of the episode.
Hey, everybody. Tim here. Tim sucked this week, so Tim's going to be absent from the episode. Enjoy Andy and Noah.
So you two just respond to each other, and if you hear me, just sort of ignore it.
Okay. We'll be talking about something sad. Some joke will finally get to you. You'll be laughing.
Probably.
So speaking of sad, yeah, there was a lot of, like, houses near the freeway that I could see. With, like, the roof sagging in, or, like, the windows all boarded up, or just the windows missing. Like, nobody even bothered to board it up. Just everything busted out. I was like, that was a cute house once in a nice working-class neighborhood with really big yards. Yeah, right next to what's now a big freeway, but... And it wasn't just like, oh, there's a house. It was like, oh, there's a house that clearly somebody lives in, and then there's 15 houses next to it that all look like crack dens.
It's very sad.
Yes, it was.
Did you stay and help Detroit? No.
No. I got the fuck out. No, it was...
It's black people problems. I'm out.
Yeah, no. I didn't stay and help Detroit with, money for a hotel or whatever, because I'm going to be on vacation all next week, and then the week after that, I will be on another business trip.
Where are you going?
This time to Boca Raton, Florida, which I assume will be warmer than Detroit was. Detroit was rather chilly.
How cold was it?
It was so cold, I wore a hat. And a coat. Thank you.
That sounds like it's not the ideal temperature.
No, it certainly was not. I would have
Martha,
preferred warmer.
Funny.
Being bald and from a southern state. Although it was fucking cold here too.
How cold was it?
Winter in the south. So cold we thought it was going to snow. I don't have any more clever things to do.
Damn it!
I know. But what do you expect from me? It's me.
I expect nothing short of greatness.
Oh, okay.
And I am disappointed again.
I was
going to
say, you're
going to
be disappointed.
Again.
Yeah. So I come back from Boca, and I work for like 2 more weeks, and then I'm out the whole rest of the year. So, yeah, I kind of felt like I needed to get right back to work this week. So rather than like staying in a hotel and traveling back and like losing another half day, I came straight back, right into a cold. So that was fun. So I was only at work physically 2 days this week.
Oh, so when you came back, you had a cold and didn't go to work?
Yep, I did work from home because I have dedication to the cause. But
pussy ass bitch. We've covered this on the show before.
Oh,
but
yes.
Andy doesn't go to work sick.
I have gone to work sick.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
There is.
Yeah.
You're a pussy. Get to work.
You know what they call the people who go to work sick? Patient zero.
I don't, but I didn't hear you.
Oh. Well, then you're going to hear it later, and you're probably going to chuckle slightly.
Well, don't lick all the computer keyboards, and you won't be patient zero.
I feel like Tim's response just like went through a wormhole to get to us a few minutes later.
Was that on purpose, Tim?
No. I'm just saying, you only lick the keyboards of other people when you're healthy.
Oh, okay. So that's how you get a taste of what they had for lunch at their desk?
Aha!
Some barbecue fell in here. Mm.
Now I know what they typed.
Mm. Wow, my dad used to, he would eat in front of the computer at home, like, all the time.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he used to lick the keyboards.
No, he really ought to have, because there was one time where he's like, hey, I think I should get a new keyboard, because, like, sometimes when I'm pressing a key, like, a bunch of other stuff happens all of a sudden. And I went over there, I was like, there's literally barbecue sauce inside your keyboard, like, just down inside the keyboard. These keys aren't magic. There's not, like, a little crumb catcher underneath them.
There ought be.
There's like switches and shit underneath here. So when you were pushing down on one key, you were hitting a crust of barbecue sauce, and that crust was physically pushing other keys.
Your dad's keyboard sounds like the back of my car.
Yes, surprisingly apt. Yeah, I was like, you don't need a new keyboard. You just need some rubbing alcohol.
Every once in a while, I look at my keyboard at work, and I'm like, that's kind of gross. I should probably stop eating on my keyboard. I do not stop.
I try not to eat over my keyboard at work, but I do find out exactly how often I lean over my keyboard, and I must be stroking my chin deep in thought, because there's a whole other fucking beard inside there.
Or stress, like, oh, this is stressful.
Ew.
Just plucking at the beard.
Fucking ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, they also got us a...
Goddamn ew.
So I think I talked about how, like, they'd moved us to, like, my whole team, to, like, a new space that they'd built out, and we were all kind of a little bit bitchy about, like, how small the cubes were and, like, no walls and all that shit. But the chairs they got us are very, very comfy, but there's some sort of, like, weird weave on the, like, the chair bottoms, the cushions, are made out of. And apparently, if one of my beard hairs falls on my chair, it will, like... submarine, so like it inserts itself into the weave and just becomes one with the chair. So like you can still see it, but there's just enough threads of the chair over the top of it that you cannot retrieve it off the chair. So my chair at work is becoming beardier by the day.
That's lovely.
Someday I'm going to have to shave my chair.
No, you should never shave your hair, your chair. You should just let it grow into a big beard chair.
Just wait for my beard to finish the, or my chair to finish the neck beard.
Just sit in your beard throne at work.
I was going to say, call it a fur throne.
Yes. Someone will walk by, look at my chair, and be like, ugh, who sits here? I'll be like, a manly man, that's who.
You should get 2 ping pong balls and paint eyeballs on them and then put them on the chair so it looks like a big Muppet. A big chair Muppet.
Oh, yes, I must do this.
Or you leave your fucking beard alone, you fucking freak show.
It just falls out.
Freak show.
It sheds like any other hair. Beard hair's not permanent. Tim, I know you can't grow one, but I'm just telling you.
It sheds like any other hair.
What? What?
Huh?
Oh. I insulted Tim. He heard in playback. Be like, Andy!
Oh, no, I heard that one. I chose to pretend I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. Totally.
Likely story.
Wi-Fi failure in my favor.
You can't mock me. I've got a mock block.
Mock block.
So, anything else interesting happened this week? Got sick? I feel like there was something, but I can't fucking recall. Oh,
I know something interesting that happened this week.
Yeah?
Fucking Noah gave up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Michael J. Fox show.
Sadness.
Explain yourself, shit stick.
Well, didn't the network give up on the Michael J. Fox show?
Yeah, I think I heard it got canceled.
No! I fucking love that show!
Tim has this interesting perspective of, like, I love it, everyone else should love it.
Don't we all feel that way?
No! I mean, I definitely would like it, but I definitely understand, like, I will send people
stuff.
No,
you don't.
Yes, I do.
Shut your fat face.
Ah, okay, it's still in, it's still, I guess, just in rumor status that, like, people are saying likely to be canceled.
Christopher Lloyd is going
to
be on!
There's a whole bunch of stuff. Everyone's like, oh, this is likely to be canceled. This is likely to be canceled. Just tell me it is or it isn't. Oh.
More people need to watch this fucking show. Okay. It's like, it's fucking Parkinson's funny!
Okay, well, I'm recording it, so as far as TiVo's concerned, I am watching it.
He was talking about going to his sister's apartment and spraying like pesticide chemicals, and his wife's like, "Aren't you worried about all those chemicals?" He's like, "I have a brain disease. What's this couple chemicals gonna do?"
Silly.
That show is funny. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, what was the episode that made you give up on both of those shows?
It wasn't a particular episode. It just was like, I'm not really enjoying this anymore. Like, you know,
Yes, but there had to be the last episode that you watched before you decided that.
Whatever the last week's episodes were.
Well, the problem is that we are weeks behind on all of our episodes, so I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I don't remember what it was. It's just Michael J.
You're
Fox.
A piece of shit.
I was just like, yeah, I'm not really laughing that much at the show. And then for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm like, yeah, this show's not really grabbing me anymore.
Huh? You're a piece of fucking shit. Well, shit piece.
Fair enough. I mean, for me, like, I have to really enjoy a show. Too. It's not like it has to be bad. It's just like, I want to really enjoy it. If I don't really enjoy it, then I'm like, I feel like I'm wasting my time.
Fair enough.
Because I have a limited amount of time.
You have all the time in the world, like that James Bond song.
No.
Yes.
So, but I did add, which I don't know if I'll keep watching, but I did add Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Sleepy Hollow.
Keep watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Not Sleepy Hollow?
Oh, no, Sleepy Hollow also good. it's just I am of a mind with Tim. And I enjoy Brooklyn Nine-Nine quite a bit, so I want at least one other person.
Don't tell him you like it, because then he'll stop watching it just to spite you.
No, I fucking hate Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It is the worst piece of shit ever. Andy Samberg should go live on a fucking iceberg.
That would be the Bergberg.
Yes, that's what he could call it. And Terry Crews, I don't know, but I'm sure there's a pun with Crews in there somewhere. He should cruise by that iceberg. That's what it is. He should hit that iceberg like a fucking Titanic, because he has Titanic muscles, and I'm really reaching for all these puns. I'm reaching like that show reaches for jokes. So, Noah, don't you dare watch it, ever.
Tim lies. It's not because he likes the show that I stopped watching it.
You're full of shit.
Well, it seems to happen to podcasts, too, so I think Tim may have something. You may not be aware of it. I'm not saying that it's malicious.
Yeah. It's not conscious. It's just like, you know what? Fuck Tim.
Well, you stop listening to Stuff You Should Know.
One podcast I've stopped listening to. One. One.
More than one.
If
one
there
GD
was,
podcast.
Noah, if there was a 25th hour in the day, Tim would add it back.
No.
Well, okay, fine. Tim would sleep.
What if there was an extra 2 hours, Tim?
Tim would jack
on the
it
podcast?
Twice.
Forget that.
No, no, in the day.
Oh, still no.
Extra 3 hours.
Jack it three more times.
Yeah.
Okay. What if... by listening to the podcast, you added 3 hours to the day?
Nope.
Tim, what if you were the same size that you are now, but you had a squirrel tail that was, like, scaled up? So, like, appropriately sized for the rest of your body. What would you do?
Well, then I would definitely listen to Stuff You Should Know.
Okay. With a squirrel
that's
tail.
The only thing keeping me from listening, my lack of appropriately scaled squirrel tail.
Okay. I'm glad we established that.
I will say for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that Thor 2 crossover was weak. Like, they kept building, like, oh, wait, you saw it, and it began in Thor 2, and it ends on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Not really.
I don't think I even saw that.
They reference.
There's somebody in Thor 2 that's like, has anyone seen my car? Background of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, boop, boop.
No, basically they just show some stuff from the end of the movie and they show them dealing with essentially, I mean, like any superhero movie these days, there's cleanup to be done afterwards. And you see them doing a little bit of the cleanup. And then that's the first 2 minutes of the show, and then the rest of the show goes a completely different direction. Like, the beginning of the show might as well have not even been there.
I'm just imagining one guy with the push broom then standing up and stretching his back out and going, oh, man, all this cleanup is making me so Thor. And then going back to his job.
That's terrible,
like,
Tim.
Oh.
I mean, Andy.
There's one guy is pushing the broom and another guy goes, well, it could be worse. How so? It could be a metropolis. Fair enough. Speaking of that, I've stopped watching Doctor Who. I mean, regularly. Like I'm probably not gonna finish season 6 or 7. I'm gonna watch the 50th anniversary tonight, and then that'll probably be it. Maybe if someone goes, hey, this episode was particularly good, maybe I'll tune in. But that's about it. Because Doctor Who is about as good at saving people as Man of Steel.
Fair enough. But that's the tragedy of the Doctor. He's got something that can get him anywhere.
Why the fuck do I want to watch tragedy?
Because it speaks to sort of who he is. I mean, he's an orphan. He's the last of his race. He was an outcast even before that. Like, you know.
Hey, watch this show and get kicked in the dick. No thanks. Dick
what
kicks.
What
nope,
if they just
I'm good.
Gently rubbed your dick?
I mean, maybe if they kicked me in the dick after I had a squirrel tail. Especially after I had all that extra 3 hours in the day from listening to Stuff You Should Know.
So, Tim, have you seen any episodes with Oh, you have seen episodes with the Ponds. Amy Pond, right? Shit. Did I just die off?
Noah is probably waiting for me to answer.
Oh,
yep.
And not only did you pause, I think words got lost.
Oh. I was asking if you had seen any episodes with Amy Pond. And
yes,
the joke I was going to go for
hot.
Is, once Amy Pond was on the show, I didn't need the show to rub my dick. I feel like
what?
That moment is lost, like tears in the rain.
Well, especially because it was kicking the dick, not rub your dick.
No, Noah asked if the
and
show
yes.
rubbed your dick, if you would watch it.
Oh, missed that.
Oh. Well, hey.
Best episode ever! Can we have all the awards, please? All of them? Send them our way.
I feel like every moment on this show is like a previously on. Previously on Tancast. No, just me?
I don't understand what that means.
Like we're just constantly recapping everything that we've been saying for the last 2 seconds. Like, we're just constantly recapping everything we've been saying for
Stop
the last
it.
2 seconds.
We're recapping the things
yeah,
we said in the last
2 seconds.
Thank you, Noah.
But I was watching season 6 trying to catch up, because only season 6 is on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you know, there's going to be a new companion by the time the 50th rolls around, so I should find out who that is. So I just looked up on Wikipedia what happens to the Amy Pond character.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, God damn it, another kick in the dick.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, they kick you in the dick. That's all you need to know.
Right in the dick.
Doctor Who. Hey, what happens in this episode? They probably kick you in the dick. Fair enough.
It was definitely bittersweet, like the way it was actually handled in the show.
I think Tim would just probably call it bitter.
Yeah, I mean, there was some sweetness to it, but yeah, it was mostly bittersweet. Then I found out Comcast was actually had all of season 7 on demand, so I watched the episode. I was like, yep, there on my dick, kicked. That's why I wrote a blog about it today, how I was actually... The reason I don't like this show is because I'm in my head, I want it to be like Quantum Leap.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Almost nobody died in that goddamn show. So, and if fucking he needed to, he would give you a roundhouse kick and get the job done.
He would
let some other people stand in the way and then get shot.
Yeah, everyone talks about Chuck Norris roundhouse kicking you. Fuck that. It was Sam. It was Sam Beckett.
Sam
Dr.
Beckett
Samuel
would roundhouse
Beckett.
Kick you and then do science.
He would. He would kick you in the face and then explain to you the force vector involved.
Whereas Doctor Who will stand there and say he won't kick you, and then someone else will go up and kick you, and then you'll kill that person, and then Doctor Who will be like, no, that sucks.
Yep.
Then he'll move the fuck on.
Yep.
Although, there are a lot of episodes of that show that I really like, but I've decided I'm not going to be a Whovian. I'm going to be a very casual Doctor Who fan.
Fair enough.
So casual, I'm not wearing pants.
Yeah, fully casual.
Especially when Amy Pond is on.
Oh, oh my. Oh.
Is she a hot lady?
Oh.
She's a
pretty hot ginger.
Yes.
Good
ginger. And she's spunky.
She will be when I'm through with her.
Terrible.
What else? I feel like I watched something else on streaming. I don't remember what it was.
I watched Almost Human.
I have not watched that yet. How is it?
I enjoyed it.
That's the new show with J.J. Abrams' show?
Yes. It's enjoyable. I will keep watching it for now. And that's all I can say.
Yeah, for now. Until I decide I like it, and then I'll be like, fuck it, I'm out.
I'm like, peace out, bitches.
The actor playing his robot sidekick, partner, whatever,
mm-hmm.
That man has some lovely eyes.
He does. He's a pretty fella.
He is.
I mean, it's interesting, because, like, so the, I was going to say,
I was worried that Tim's thing was spreading. Nope, just
no
pause.
He wants to be, like, he has feelings, so it's like, you know, it's coming from it from, like, a human perspective. Like, the newer models are just, like, you know, strictly by the rules, you know, just do what they're programmed to do, you know, where he has feelings and, you know, thinks and, you know, doesn't necessarily always do what he's supposed to do. So, it's interesting.
Are you saying that he's almost human?
I would say that.
Hmm, interesting.
That's interesting that they put that title there.
So, last night, I had a wonderful experience. My penis wasn't even involved. It's amazing. I streamed things from my own family room. Because the new TiVo that we got will stream shit that I've recorded. So I was thinking to myself, you know, it was late at night, I was having some trouble sleeping, and I was like, man, there's a ton of Key and Peele stacked up downstairs, because I finally, like, we've got a TiVo with enough space that I was like, I can stick a bunch of stuff on there that I may not watch right away. You know, because I work long hours and whatnot. I was like, oh, and that's a show I can't watch around Drew. That's a show I can watch right now! And I pulled up my little TiVo app, and I pulled the Keys and Peeles down, and I giggled quietly to myself late in the night. It was awesome! Because that shit wasn't on Netflix, but it's on, like, constant repeat on Comedy Central. So, beautiful.
Now, did they move from YouTube to Comedy Central, or did they move from YouTube, vice versa?
Mer?
Like, someone mentioned, like, they either moved from YouTube to Comedy Central, or they moved from Comedy Central to YouTube.
I know that they do a bunch of stuff where, like, they want their fans to post, like, the fans redoing their sketches on YouTube. I don't know anything else about that.
That person could have been wrong.
I could just be completely up my own ass. I have no idea what's going on in the world. I'm not what the kids today call hip, Noah.
Really?
Really.
I had noticed.
I know, you would be startled to know me, but I do not have my finger on the pulse.
Well, it's not important. I have also watched
No, you're on Tancast. Nothing is important.
I've watched some skits. It's enjoyable. I put ads in my Netflix queue.
Very good.
Key and Peele were on Mad TV.
They were.
I want to make it sound like my delay was way worse than it was.
Oh, I thought you were just doing a, like, I have nothing to insert here, so I am going to, yellow one in the sky is the sun.
I thought Tim was doing, nope. Like, and I like turtles.
Yeah. Like, this is no. Stupid. Let's take a different tack.
Damn it.
Also, so we've had a high-def TV in our house since 2006? Yeah. Whenever the fuck we moved here. 7 years ago. So long that the bulb burnt out and we got to get a new bulb. And yet, the only high-def inputs that we've had are the Xbox, the PlayStation, and Blu-rays playing off the PlayStation. So, like Netflix, we've been able to watch HD stuff. So, when we got the new TiVo and we signed up for HD service, this is the first time that I have ever, in the comfort of my own home, seen the Chargers lose in HD. And it was glorious, except for the losing part. It is amazing how much better sports looks in HD. Like, just outstanding. Like, it's you know, a crazy, like, pile, you know, dog pile, and, like, the ball squirts out, whatever, and you can actually, like, see whose hand is on the fucking ball. It's like getting glasses. It was like when I was 10, and I got glasses for the first time, not just, like, the shitty reading glasses, well, maybe she needs a little help with reading. No, I got fucking bad eyes. Why don't you, like, actually test it as opposed to just going, well, maybe he needs reading glasses. Yeah, so the first time they put glasses on me, and I could read, like, signs all the way across the store, and it felt like I had a superpower until I turned to everyone, and they were not amazed by the fact that I could read across the store. And nobody else was amazed that, like, when we were coming up on the next exit on the freeway, I was like, I can tell what exit that is, not just by the shapes! There's a sign! Or, you know, just, like, walking by, like, lawns and trees and being like, that tree has leaves! The lawn! It has blades of grass! I was like, yeah, calm down.
The world has been opened up to me.
It was. That is what watching football in HD was like. I was like, oh my god, how have I not been doing this so far? So the first hockey game is going to record this weekend. And I'm going to be in Tennessee all next week, so I'll just be looking forward to coming and seeing if hockey's better in HD too. I'm so excited! I guess what I'm saying is my life sucks. I don't have much to look forward to, so just give me this.
HD is wonderful, Andy.
It is.
Tim, got anything to add?
I like Key and Peele. There we go. There that time it worked.
Yes. Yeah, the joke itself didn't work, but the repeat, that's... Yes.
Yes, the fact that I called back to the thing that didn't work last time, and so now it works.
What? I was like, that's funny. He's showing dedication to a bit. And we can all appreciate that.
A refreshing change for Tim.
Yes.
Here's a joke. Oh, fuck it. It's not working. I quit.
So the reason I'm not going to be in town...
No, Tim, you will drive a joke into the ground.
What? Never!
Tim, that joke has gone through the middle of the earth and back out the other side to China. No, it hasn't gone far enough.
I don't know what you're talking about. I forgot to mention we're recording this on the day that the Doctor Who Google Doodle is on Google. Have you guys messed with it?
I have not seen it.
It's like a little platform game that you got to take the Doctor and run him through different things to spell the word Google. And I commented to somebody, "Whew, I'm bad at this.
Oh,
I've killed the Doctor faster than that 1996 TV movie." Sorry, than the ratings on the 1996 TV movie.
Hey, let's bring this back. Nope, let's not. So does the
I
fact
don't know
that-
how it can. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, does the fact that there's all the little doctors up at the top mean I get to pick my doctor?
Yes, you do get to pick the one you start with, and then if you die, you get regenerated to another doctor. And near as I can tell, you don't have to stop at 12. It loops back around again if you die 13 times.
Oh, nice.
Wow,
this
sounds like good
continuity. They have established in the show that the doctor only has a certain number of regenerations, and then it's over. Speaking of which, they're getting really, really close to the doctor running out of regenerations.
Like, technically, it's supposed to be this one.
Yeah.
This is. I think they also have said on the show that he can regenerate 900 or something times, which is contradiction to something they said in the past. I know these things now.
It was probably about Dr. Seven where we're like, shit, we're already halfway there.
900! Tim knows who that thing's called.
HJs!
I don't understand how it can be considered the longest-running sci-fi television series when from, like, the 80s to the mid-90s it wasn't on the air, then it had one movie, and then from the mid-90s to 2005 it wasn't on the air.
And that would really be – that would be like considering every single Star Trek show to be the same show.
Well, at least it's technically the same character for Doctor Who.
This is true. That's right. Okay, so – no, it isn't even like a reboot because it is just like a continuation.
And they did a little mini episode that tied the 1996 movie Doctor to the current continuity.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Ah. It's like a prequel. It's a prequel to tonight's episode, which probably is already aired by the time people are watching this.
Listening to this.
Listening to... Watch.
They can't see us.
I got the G, guys. I got the G.
What's the G?
In Google.
Oh, he's playing the Google Doodle.
So while Tim and I are actually conversing, Noah has drifted off into games.
It's the second G with those goddamn don't blink statues.
Ugh, the weeping
angels.
That's
where I started killing doctors left and right.
Tim's been playing this game a lot. I'm like, this takes a while just to get the first fucking G.
Not really.
Well, a minute and 19 seconds.
Oh, your hoo-foo is weak.
All right, I'm done with that.
Aren't you a gamer? You should be way better at that than I am.
I had to look at the pattern.
You play games.
Bro, do you even game?
Well, did my Wi-Fi die, or was that joke that bad?
No, you're there.
Okay, so it was shitty. I got it.
I didn't hear it.
See what you're saying.
Okay.
Suck.
Okay.
It was selective.
Okay.
Fuck your face, Tim Babb. I get it.
So we're also recording this right before the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, which is the best Thanksgiving holiday.
That's truth.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And
I still don't know which house I'm spending Thanksgiving at.
I also don't know which house I'm spending Thanksgiving at, because I will be spending Thanksgiving in Tennessee.
Tennessee. Take me to another place.
Take me to another land.
Tell me of let me understand your plan.
All right, Noah.
Do you hear me, Noah, the lyrics right there?
I did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyways.
Well, I don't know if we're having Thanksgiving at my house or my mother-in-law's house.
Ah.
And the clock is running out.
Well, the good news is there are places... Well, actually, I don't even know if you have them out there, but there's a store here where you can just get ham. Like, you want a ham? They'll cook you a ham. Although, they fucking run out, I guess. Like, you got to order. So, yeah, you're right. The clock is running out. Even for the place
you
that
have to order your ham to get it.
Yes, that will make... Even the place that will just make you a ham. Like, no... You know what? Boston Market is open on Thanksgiving. Boston Market is open on Thanksgiving. There you go.
There's a McDonald's like three blocks down from my house.
And they never close.
Hey, everybody. Who wants to carve the Big Mac?
Look, I got some cranberry dipping sauce.
I'd like some white meat. Don't worry. It's in there. Don't ask what it is.
All right. let's wrap this up.
Oh, well, I just... I've been trying to interject that I'm going to be in Tennessee because my little brother and his whole family are coming out.
Aww. How is that wrapping this up?
That's I've wonderful. I've been trying to just stick that in so people know how excited I am to see my family.
That's great. Let's wrap this up.
All right. Drive to Chattanooga tomorrow. See him in Chattanooga, then Nashville. Plans.
One more time, Noah.
Let's wrap this up.
The kid only met two of his three cousins. He's going to see his third cousin for the first time ever.
Well, he's not going to meet him any sooner if you keep talking.
Just, I don't get to see him all that often. Lost my dad. He's the
remember
my
everybody.
Changed her name
never
when
trust
she got remarried.
Andy to wrap things up.
He's the only nuclear family I got that still got the same name. Just saying. All right, let's wrap things up.
Tim,
you're doing it. Like, guy with shitty. Wi-Fi.
I will be brief.
Noah?
Did Noah already do his?
I said it. I said, okay. Remember, never trust Andy to wrap things up.
Oh. Well, shit, I didn't hear that one either.
It's because you're busy talking.
That's because you're busy fucking talking.
All right. This... I... went... End of the...
I think I'll just have the episode end with Andy fucking doing nothing.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast. I don't know how I'm going to fucking summarize this episode. Normally I do it. This week we talk about... I'm not really sure. I was barely listening.
This week Andy and Noah talked, and I caught about 50% of it.
That's good. I'll use that. What was the first thing we talked about after Tan Laughs, before Doctor Who? Oh, Andy, Detroit. There we go. Got it. Okay, we got something. Have fun, Noah.